I'm here to be an all-time great.
You're now rocking with the best.
Purple and yellow.
The Lakers repeat back-to-back.
Oh, he's smoking hot.
The latest Laker news.
Another great Showtime feed.
The greatest Laker show.
This is going to be legendary for a long time.
Lakers all day.
Go Lakers.
Welcome to our live broadcast. This is Corey Harrison alongside my co-host, Big Baby Jonathan Soffel. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on, man. It's good to be back podcasting with you, man. Took a couple of days off, but I'm back on it.
And I just feel like something's missing. You know, like whenever we had this time off, it just felt weird, you know, that I didn't have that time to be able to, you know, podcast and, you know, talk sports. But I think that it's much needed sometimes to take a break from it just to reflect, especially what's been kind of going on in our world lately.
Yeah, man, crazy world, and I had to take a couple of days off, but I'm back ready to roll.
So I guess my first topic that I want to kind of talk about before we get into this NBA season restart, you know, starting from the beginning of the year, you know, losing Kobe and then having to deal with the pandemic and then dealing with our social climate that, you know, the world is kind of, you know, battling and going through right now. You kind of feel like the world hasn't been the same since the beginning of the year when we lost Kobe.
Yeah, man. Totally agree, man. As soon as Kobe passed, stuff's been falling down. Pandemic and then the George Floyd thing. It's crazy, man. Crazy year. And it's we still got like 6 months left, man.
Yeah.
Of it. 2021, hurry up and get here, man.
So what are your thoughts about the George Floyd incident?
It's fucked up, to keep it real, you know? It's sad. You know? It makes me angry, you know. I'm tired of seeing that shit, you know? Black lives do matter. You know, they do, you know? That's how I feel.
I agree with you in, you know, as a father, as a, you know, black man myself, you know, it's just, you know, really difficult because it's like a reoccurring cycle, you know, that we have to constantly go through, you know, being in certain areas, you know, after a certain time, you know, being in certain situations that not a lot of other people can actually attest to. And it just really, you know, sickens me that there is no accountability when these things occur.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I'm just tired of seeing it. You know, it's crazy. Crazy year. Everything is crazy. 2020 has been craziest year ever, you know? And I'm tired of seeing the same shit every time on the news, you know? Shit got to change. I'm keeping it real.
What do you think it's going to take?
These peaceful protests are going on, and, you know, I see a lot of things. And me and Steven Jackson doing his thing in Minneapolis, you know? And I feel like the more protests, I think the word keeps getting out, you know? They just got to continue to protest, you know?
Before this situation had happened, I had reached out to Steven Jackson to do a podcast because I've always wanted to be on that, the Out of Smoke, and I didn't get a response back. But, you know, my thoughts and everything is with him because he seems like, you know, he was really close to him, and I could never imagine how he may feel. But I can just only, you know, kind of go into detail how I felt. You know, that's another reason why it's been kind of hard for me to even start doing a podcast because I just didn't even feel right to even to do one because my mind was messed up. And, you know, it took me a while to even watch the video. You know, it had been happening for, you know, going on. People were talking about it for weeks before I even watched the whole full length video. And, you know, seeing the video, I think for me was probably the worst thing that I've ever seen. You know, in my life.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I watched it and I'm like, damn it. You know, when he was yelling "Mama," that like that had me in tears, you know. He was calling for his mom, you know. It's just a fucked up situation. Sorry for cussing, but it's a
it's emotional. So I mean, if that's the way you feel, you know, let it out, let it be known. I was looking at the video, you know, for another man to be holding down a man for that amount of time, that's just the worst way to go. You know, it's not like, you know, you see like these officer involved shootings where they shoot, you know, unarmed victim. This is a situation where you have a one grown man with his knee on the neck of another one and he's just suffering.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, and the person that recorded it ended up getting, like, traumatized from it. I think everybody in that circle got traumatized from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, the whole world is you know, coming together. I'm seeing, like, different statements from, you know, companies and which is, you know, like, nice gestures. But what do you feel about these gestures? Because this has been happening for years. Mm-hmm. You know, this country, you know, in its fabric, has been always been dealing with police brutality, but now you see more and more people, you know, speak up, you know, using their platforms. But what do you think? Do you think it's from a place of, you know, genuine concern, or do you think it's just more so the right thing to do, or just the thing to do right now because everyone is doing it like a fad?
I think it's just everybody's sick and tired of it, you know? They're sick and tired of people dying for no reason, you know? They're stepping up, they're talking more. And I saw Washington, I think, had the Black Lives Matter thing on the sidewalk. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
It was like all in yellow. It was in yellow. Yeah, man, it's a, like I said, crazy year. Crazy, never been part of something like this in the sense of COVID passing, pandemic, the George Floyd incident. It's going to be one of the craziest years, you know, I've ever been a part of, you know.
So how have you been holding up lately since you haven't been doing pods?
I've been just doing all right, just staying low key, but I'm back on it, you know.
So let's shift gears a little bit. NBA is restarting. All 22 teams has voted. I think only one team voted against it,
and that Blazers. Was
the Portland Trailblazers. What's their problem, man?
Hey, they're scared to play us. That's why. No. It's not surprised. They wanted a 21 teams, but it is what it is. I'm excited. NBA's back, you know?
What is your understanding of how this is going to look in Orlando? So Orlando has been picked as the bubble site. From my understanding, only select family members of players are going to be able to attend. It's, you know, pretty restrictive about once you're in, you're pretty much there, you're in. So what is this going to look like?
Like in terms of what, the season, the playoff style, or just in general?
Well, you know, they're going to have that play in, and then you're going to have, some kind of a similar for the training camp before they even get that started anyway. But how is this play-in scenario going to play out with the teams that are looking to get into the playoffs?
I think we're going to be playing, and keep it real, we're going to play Portland in the first round.
You don't think it'll be Memphis?
No. I feel like they're too inexperienced. They're going to make tiny. Who knows? The coach for Memphis may put a good game plan in for that little playoff tournament right there, but if we play Portland, let's bring it. You know? It is what it is. If we play Portland, I'm all for it. I like the competition.
I think it will be a little bit of competition. I do kind of expect for them at least to take a game off of us, at least. That's just I think, because you can't never count Damian out. And then if CJ gets cooking, you know, they have a good structurally sound team. I just think that they just had a bad break. I'm not sure. Have you heard anything about Nurkic returning? Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. But there's potential he may return. But everybody's talking about, oh, Portland has size. We got AD and LeBron. Doesn't matter if you have size. AD's going. AD always dominates Portland when he's with the Pelicans. He was dropping 30 to 40 points on him. You know, so I'm not worried. I'm not. But I mean, I already know once we play those 8 games, I know we got the Rockets, Jazz, I think Kings, Pacers. I already know that if we lose 2 games, it's going to happen because we have been off for 3 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So out of the 22 teams that are set to, you know, participate, who do you think will have a bigger advantage?
In what, in the,
as far as like, because you know they're going to be teams that are playing in, and that means that the people that are already in the playoffs that are set, they're not playing. So that means that you're going to have teams that are playing in, their legs are going to be back up under them. They're going to have a sense of how this thing is going to work. Couldn't that be devastating to a Laker team that hasn't played yet? And then you face a team that has played in, that's had already started playing in Orlando already, to try to play into the playoffs, and then they start the playoffs.
No, I don't think it'll ever hurt us. I think it's going, we're going to be, I think we still got our chemistry. I think Frank Vogel is going to implement a good game plan. LeBron's going to be a great teammate. AD's going to be, like, we're going to come together and win the championship. That's how I feel. That's honestly, I feel we're going to get this done.
What odds do you give Portland if they face us?
20%.
What? Give me a prediction. What is your series prediction?
Oh, for Lakers Blazers.
Yeah.
4-2.
So you think they'll take 2 games off?
Yeah. And then LeBron, okay. AD are going to turn up, and then. No, I just feel like LeBron always finds a way to, like, he always goes through situations with teams and stuff going on. He always brings them together and ends up winning, you know. That's what I feel like he's going to do.
I think the Lakers have the advantage out of all the teams because they have Anthony Davis and LeBron. I've said it before. These are 2 generational talented players. I did hear something also about Portland. I mean, not Portland, but New Orleans are going to be invited as well. You know, that's a scenario too. So what do you think about Lakers Pelicans?
It's Lakers Pelicans. Who's going to stop AD? Who's going to stop LeBron? I know Zion Williamson, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart. They got Jrue Holiday. They got Alvin Gentry over there, the coach. But AD is going to dominate, you know. AD is going to drop 25-30 points. Easy. When we played him last time, he got off. No one can guard him, you know?
I don't know. But me personally, I like the way Zion Williamson plays. Just a little snippet that we did see after he came back from injury. I mean, he was a man on a mission. He was dunking on NBA veterans. He was like anything in his path, he dunks on it. And he got a little bit of a shot, too. Like, you know, don't leave him open because we seen the first game back. He ripped off a few threes as well. So he's well capable of pulling up for that 3. Also, for his size, he's quick. I wouldn't just count them out because they would have a chip on their shoulder as well. You know, being former Lakers and being able to take you know, a game or two from the Lakers, I do feel like they would have that chip on their shoulders going into a playoff series against the Lakers.
Yeah, well, what up? What up, Jack? What's going on, man? Appreciate you tuning in, man. Great picture, by the way, with the great Kobe Bryant, man. That's legendary picture right there, man.
That's a great picture, man. That's a great picture.
You should frame it, man. Get it printed and frame it. Oh, what was the question again? I got sidetracked. My bad.
Oh, no problem. That's the picture. But what I was saying, like, how do you feel about the Pelicans having a chance to be able to upset the Lakers, maybe take a game or two off of them, having that chip on their shoulder, the young guns against the vets?
I feel like the Pelicans are going to compete at the highest level. They're going to make big time plays, but they're going to be energetic, making plays, being excited. But when it really comes down to crunch time, I feel like on the ball's going to struggle. Brandon Ingram, Zion, they haven't been through that situation, so they're going to make those mistakes. AD's going to make the right plays. Danny Green, Avery Bradley, Dwight Howard, Javon McGee. So we already have experienced players in the playoffs. So we're gonna do whatever it needs necessary to win. You know, even if it's by, if we battle back with the Pelicans and we win by one, it is what it is. I'll take it. You know what I mean? It's gonna be, any team we play is gonna be competitive because they're gonna be like, it's the Lakers. We're gonna play our best.
So, what if the Pelicans drafted Zion and Anthony Davis ended up staying with the Pelicans? What do you think that team would have looked like with Zion and Anthony Davis? That would have been a crazy team, man.
That would be a bunch of lobs, dunks, run the floor. But I feel like they'd be like the third seed in the West.
Third? That's kind of high.
Third in the
West. But then that would mean that we would still keep the young guys.
Yeah.
It would have just been Zion and AD.
Yeah.
I talked to Jack and we was in a talking back and forth in the inbox, and he was kind of telling me how he ended up meeting Kobe and getting that picture. If you ever get a chance to speak with him on that, it's a very interesting story.
Yeah, I'll DM him after, but maybe we should bring him on one of the shows sometime. Yeah,
definitely, man, because, I mean, that was one of the dreams of mine. That's the reason why that hit me the hardest, because I never would have, you know, with him passing away when he did, that almost, you know, that guarantees I'd never be able to meet Kobe Bryant. That solidifies it. At least while he was alive, there was going to be that was a little inkling of maybe I would possibly one day get a chance to meet him. That was on my bucket list. So now, with that being taken away, with that situation happening the way it did, now it's 100% certain that I'd never get a chance to ever meet Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, man. It's unfortunate, man. It sucks. No, I never got to meet Kobe, but I did talk to him in DM, and he followed me on Instagram. He followed me on Twitter. So that's when he was sitting out of the playoffs when he got swept by Portland.
Yeah, and that's what
because he asked me, what do you think the keys to the game tonight are? And I just put, give the ball to Powell and let Powell go to work. Instant follow, and I looked at it, and I'm like, Kobe Bryant's just not following me. And I got up, and I had, like, gum in my mouth, and I threw the gum, took off my hat, and I started jumping up and down. I was like, what are you doing, bro? Why are you juice? I'm like, look, Kobe followed me. He's like, no effing way. Like, yeah. And I look, and it's verified account. Him says follow. Kobe Bryant follows.
Wow.
That's always be one of my moments on social media, Kobe Bryant following me, talking to him.
See, that's what I admire the most about you. Your courage to be able to reach out to just about anybody. You know, you don't take rejection. You just keep pushing, and that's what gravitated me to you, because I noticed that, you know, you don't stop at anything. This podcast is a passion of yours, and you just continuously reach out no matter who they are, their status or whatever. You know, you try, and if you don't succeed, then, you know, you're on to the next person. But it's been successful for you because, you know, I've heard your shout outs on TNT. I've heard, sports casters mention you by name, and you only get that way by having that passion and having that drive to be able to have the courage to even just reach out. And now you giving me that motivation to be able to do the same, because me reaching out to, you know, these, you know, individuals, I'm like, they're not gonna say anything to me. They're not gonna even try to come on my podcast or even talk to me. But a lot of times I've been able to get guests with that method, and it's worked. You know, I was able to reach out to, you know, recently Clipper Darrell. He was on your show first, but I would have never reached out to Clipper Darrell unless you paved that way for me to be able to reach out to him and be able to get him on the show. Same thing with Daniel. I met him on Instagram, and he reached out to me, but I was already nervous about even talking to him, you know, being who he was and, you know, having the career he had overseas and, you know, being the brother of an NBA player, not even just any NBA player, Ron Artest, you know, the play for the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, won a title for us. The last title we won, Ron Artest was on that team. And, you know, just, you know, having those connections and being able to, you know, follow that path, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing.
Appreciate it, man. But, like, I always go like this. Hey, Corey, can I borrow $100? And if you say no, oh, okay, it's all good. That's what I do for my my reach out to people. Worst thing I'll say is no. Or I'm not interested. That a lot of people reject me, but I just keep it pushing. You know what I mean? Like Dave McMenamin, he rejected me, kept it pushing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess, you know, for that situation, I remember you was telling me about that. Well, that was the one that he had some kind of contractual agreement with his network, and he wasn't able to talk about anything else other than the stuff from the network.
Yeah. Well, I did have on Aaron Larsel. He works for the Lakers podcasting people, like official Laker podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he just said, I'm going to get back to you, and then we set it up, you know? I have it on my files. I'll send you the link so you can listen to it.
Yeah, definitely send it to me. Also, another thing too. Whenever we was talking about the Laker Nation, whenever that situation, we was talking to Trevor Lane.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was another one that I was able to reach out to, and also get his information. And you had him on your show as well. And I reached out to him, and he was willing to do my show. Took him a while to get back to me, but he actually got back to me, and I was really excited about it because I like his content too. Trevor Lane.
Yeah, Trevor Lane's a good, great podcast. You know, just reach out. You know, I always reach out to people. I reach out to, as you saw in the Lakers now, DM Dwight Howard, Ron Artest, again, Jeannie Buss. You know, I'm excited. You know, my main goal is before the 2020 is over to get Jeannie Buss, Dwight Howard. I feel like that's going to happen. You know,
No, and it's gonna be nice to have those, you know, them on the show. Even if you know get them on your show, that'd be good. But I know that we're trying to get this podcast up. So, what is your vision for Lakers now? What is your vision? What is your expectations moving forward? Now that we got the season back going, what is your outlook on Lakers now?
We're gonna be talking post game, pre game, and I'll still do my channel. Maybe I'll have to be like first the Laker now, then the Big Baby Jonathan, or maybe do a podcast on weekends, you know what I mean? But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to grow. It's going to grow like the other channel, you know what I mean?
Right, right. One last thing. So what do you think about us having NBA and NFL running together? Because that's a possibility now.
I'm with it. Oh, wait, my Chargers are not going to do anything anyway, so it is what it is.
So who's going to be the starting quarterback?
Probably Tyrod Taylor, because Anthony Lynn loves Tyrod Taylor, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Didn't they draft a quarterback?
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
I haven't really seen him. I heard a lot about him. Like, he was one of the top quarterbacks in the draft, but I really haven't really seen him play. What do you think about him?
Herbert, he's talented. You know what I mean? Talented plays. Really good. He's good quarterback, steps in the pocket, gets to throw the deep ball. But I feel like he's going to sit out a year, come back. Or if Tyrod Taylor gets injured, hope not. But if it happens, he'll come in there. But in fact, to me, I have no expectations for the Chargers. Go have fun. If you go 4-12, oh well. Because I expect that each year as a fan, because we're not a good franchise, the San Diego Chargers.
I think that was a big blow losing Melvin Gordon. Like y'all did. He went to Denver. That hurt.
Not surprised. And also, he liked some of my tweets because I said the owner doesn't like to spend big money on big-time players. He liked it. And he liked my Instagram post about it, too. So he agreed with me. You know, I called out the owner. Normally, I don't call out the owners. I'm very positive about it. But it's just the truth, man. Dean Spanos does not know how to run an organization.
I mean, you see that across the board. You have owners that just have a lot of money and don't really understand the game and the value that certain players, you know, bring. You know, it's just about the money. And in order to win a championship, you're going to have to spend a little money or even to compete, because teams are just getting better and better and better. And you see that more frequently with the teams that are willing to open up the checkbook.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Who wins the Super Bowl, I don't know. It's going to be crazy. Playoffs, NBA, man, I'm excited for basketball back, you know?
So what are your final thoughts before we head out?
Looking forward to NBA basketball, and I'm excited. And like my favorite rapper always says, Nipsey Hussle, RIP the GOAT, Nipsey Hussle, marathon continues.
Yes, sir. So go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for listening to Lakers Now, Big Baby Jonathan. Make sure you guys go subscribe to the new Laker channel, Lakers Now, down below. Click that notification bell, turn on the post notification. Leave comments in the comment section, let us know what you think of the podcast. You know, love to hear feedback from you guys, you know what I mean? And also go like the Facebook page, Lakers Now on Facebook.
Man, it's good to be back podcasting with you, man. Yeah. Also, I can't wait for this 17th championship banner. It's time to turn up, baby. It's time to let them know who the champions are.
If the Lakers win the title, I'm instantly coming on Lakers Now live.
Oh yeah, we definitely getting on live.
I want my computer on streaming live. I don't care. You know?
Yeah, let's make it big, man. Let's do a big event once they host that trophy up. Okay. One more question. I know we're gonna go out. Who wins Finals MVP?
KCP. I'm just kidding. I had a troll right there. Now probably LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't think it'd be AD?
No, when I said LeBron going to Finals MVP in the series, said I agree.
I heard that.
Yeah, so. Let's get it. You know what I mean?
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Get it, man. But
let's get it, man.
Back on during the week, and looking forward to seeing you guys out there, man.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
Absolutely.
And we're out.